We're in one of the major seasons of the church year known as Lent. It's a time when we focus on how Jesus suffered humiliation, literal physical torture, and eventually even death to bring the grace of God's forgiveness to a lost people like us. There's a story told of a man who was drafted as a soldier, but he didn't go to battle because there was a friend who offered to take his place. That substitute served in the war, but sadly, he died. The authorities found out about the scheme and drafted the first man again, but he refused to serve. He went before a judge and pled that he had already been drafted and had served in the war by means of his substitute. He should now be considered as dead. The judge heard this argument and, in the end, sided with the man. He agreed. The substitute had died in his place. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." That serviceman couldn't be drafted twice. And similarly, no criminal can be hanged twice. One death is all the law requires. When you're saved through faith in Jesus Christ, you are dead to sin. His death is yours. In Jesus, you've died to sin and your punishment is no more. Your guilt has been wiped away, carried away by Jesus himself. God's judgment against your sin was piled onto Jesus, and he carried it to the cross so that you might be free. That is the message of God's grace purchased by Jesus on Calvary's cross. Take some time today to thank Jesus for the pain he suffered on your behalf and for his unmerited gift of grace. And if you haven't already, accept that amazing grace of God as your own today.